Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 15th. It's Thursday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, a very cold Washington, a very warm-hearted Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Folks, I must tell you right up front, we did do a live broadcast last night. Evidently, I didn't hear the phone ringing, and when my producer called me, and they thought I wasn't available, so they started to play a rebroadcast, but I called in the network, and they connected me, and evidently, there were quite a few people who hung on, because we had quite a few calls last night, live calls, obviously. So I would urge you, if you get a chance to listen to that broadcast, in the archives, because I think there were some important things discussed. I also must mention that last evening's broadcast, I think I had more fun with that broadcast last night than I had in a long, long time. I was so... Well, I just had such a good time that I called Mark Glenn to find out if he had listened, and it turned out he had started to listen, but then he thought it was only a rebroadcast, so he turned the radio down. Well, in any event, folks, I would urge you to listen. I may recap some of it tonight, but I do have quite a few things I want to talk about with you here this evening. First of all, let me say this. I get quite a few emails from the listeners. In fact, last couple days, I've gotten emails from listeners in Japan and Russia. So I know that we do have people listening all over the world, and that's very heartening because that means RBN is literally reaching the world. Now, as I say, I do get a lot of emails, and I try to read all of them. I'm not always able to respond immediately, and sometimes I am delinquent in not responding at all, but folks, I do appreciate hearing from you, pro or con. That also applies to written correspondence, good old-fashioned snail mail. I just about had a heart attack yesterday when I was going through a file I keep down at the American Free Press office here in Washington as opposed to my home office here. And I came across quite a bit of correspondence that I'm not sure if I responded to it. Some of it included correspondence from listeners and otherwise from American Free Press readers. And some of the things I don't even know. I know some of these people sent me some things, and I don't know what to say to write back and say thank you for what you sent me, because I don't remember what it is. So, needless to say, I apologize to any of you who have written me and who have not heard back from me. I know one time I happened to call Mark Glenn, and lo and behold, he happened to be talking to somebody on his other line who had sent both Mark and I some very interesting material, and Mark had just been apologizing to this guy for not having sent him an acknowledgement, and that was what I wanted to say to the same gentleman. So please remember that just to get to the bottom line of it, I do get a lot of mail. So just by way of apology. In any case, we are going to the break here momentarily, and then we'll get into some discussion about a number of things that captured my attention today and yesterday. And well, anyway, let's see what happens. Here we go, folks. We are going to the break. And as I say, please, if you get a chance, check out last night's program on the archives. You might want to move ahead a few minutes if it sounds like the old show, but it is, in fact, a whole new show. Although, unfortunately, it looks as though a couple of the final minutes, actually some of the more entertaining minutes of the show, were cut off. But, anyway, we are going to the break. Stay tuned.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Great issue of American Free Press went to press today, ladies and gentlemen. I have several articles in there. Mark Glenn has a very interesting article in there. Lots of good stuff in this issue of American Free Press. Well, I must tell you, two of my favorite actors died, Ricardo Montalban and Patrick McGoohan. Well, I read both their obituaries, and I discovered something very interesting in Ricardo Montalban's obituary. Now, you may not find this significant, but I think it is significant. It points out in the mid-1970s, Mr. Montalban served as a television pitchman for the Cordoba, a luxury car produced by Chrysler, the Chrysler Cordoba. And in those commercials, which many of you probably remember, he talked about soft Corinthian leather on the seats. Well, it turns out, according to this New York Times obituary, and I guess we have to believe the New York Times, that there's no such thing as Corinthian leather from Corinth or anywhere else. The description was just a marketing invention. Now, why is that significant? Some of you probably say, what's Piper? How come Piper isn't talking about the Jews? Or how come Piper isn't talking about this or that? Or no, Piper's talking about this because of the fact that this phrase, soft Corinthian leather, brings an image to one's mind. You know, it was kind of introduced into the national subconscious, maybe the international subconscious. Everybody who ever heard that commercial, if they had never heard of Corinthian leather before, they thought, I never heard of Corinthian leather. And then a lot of other people probably said in the future, whenever I go out to buy a car or I go out to buy a new sofa, I want soft Corinthian leather. Well, there ain't such a thing as Corinthian leather, and yet that phrase became part of the popular mindset. Well, that's exactly what the propaganda, the political propaganda, does to us, ladies and gentlemen. Very good example of that was brought to my attention this evening by Mark Glenn. It was brought to Mark Glenn's attention, I understand, by Phil Turney. We've all heard about the air crash in New York, and evidently there have been a number of rescue operations on the scene, volunteer groups and so forth, but evidently very prominently portrayed as among the rescuers were a bunch of yarmulke-wearing members of a predominantly Jewish firehouse in New York or some community service organization. Now, isn't it interesting that on the national news we are seeing these wonderful Jews coming to the rescue of these poor, poor victims of the plane crash? Now, let's face it, folks. We all know, or let's put it this way, we all presume, and I think anybody from New York can tell you, that most of the New York firemen and rescue people are not Jewish. So the actual percentage of people who happen to be Jewish who are on that scene are really not reflective of the emergency crews as a whole, and yet the national press is focusing on these folks. Now, why is that? I'll tell you why it is, folks. It's because of the fact that right now in Palestine, in Palestine, there are Jewish folks who are committing mass murder, genocide, setting in place a new Holocaust, and the whole world is rising up in quite righteous anger. It's kind of like when the opening scene of the movie Patton, great film with another great actor, George C. Scott, standing there in a cemetery of Allied soldiers in Europe. And what predominates in that opening scene? The Star of David. We see multiple Stars of David right there in front of us. But in fact, we know those numbers aren't reflective of reality. We had a caller in here this evening talking about an essay by one Richard Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y, entitled Remembering America's Wars, which apparently can be found on the Internet. If you do a search of Richard Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y, and Occidental Quarterly, which is a very interesting magazine published here in the Washington, D.C. area. And just a comment, just a thought, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I am here to tell you that I'm very, very disturbed at the British National Party. I opened up Washington Jewish Week today, and Washington Jewish Week reports that Lee Barnes, the head of legal affairs for the British National Party, is praising Israel's shelling of Gaza. He writes on his blog, this sort of quote-unquote disinfecting process whereby Israel is required to sterilize areas of radical Islamist support is what all nations have to do in order to eradicate Islamist cells who have managed to take over territory either within or on the edges of their borders. I'm sorry to tell you, folks, this is another manifestation of a very peculiar mindset that has overtaken the British National Party. I mentioned on this show sometime during the last year that Lady Michelle Renouf, who is an outspoken critic of Jewish power and a defender of those who have been unjustly jailed for quote-unquote Holocaust denial, among other choice accusations, Michelle Renouf had been invited to speak before the British National Party, but they canceled this beautiful and articulate lady speaking appearance because they didn't want to upset the Jews. Well, if the British National Party thinks they're going to come to power in England by currying favor with organized Jewish groups, I'm here to tell them once and for all, they're fools if they believe that. They are playing footsies with the very people who have done everything in their power throughout history to crush all nationalism except Jewish nationalism. Here's from our laughter department. The FBI Director's Community Leadership Award has been given to the Anti-Defamation League for its course, Law Enforcement and Society, Lessons of the Holocaust. This is a training program, so-called, that was organized in partnership with the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. Now listen to this. This was launched, this program was launched in 1999. The program has trained more than 40,000 law enforcement personnel, and it's a required part of the training for all new FBI agents. Absolutely disgusting. This criminal outfit, the Anti-Defamation League, which is a conduit for Israel's Mossad and a propaganda agency for this gangster state, this illegitimate gangster state in the Middle East known as Israel, they are in charge of educating law enforcement and FBI people in this country. It's just more of the same, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just more of the same. Well, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, U.S. officials are denying Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's claim that he persuaded President George Bush to abstain from a U.N. Security Council call for a ceasefire, leaving Condoleezza Rice, in his words, shamed. She was left shamed, the Prime Minister told an audience in Ashkelon on Monday, referring to Condoleezza Rice. A resolution that she prepared and arranged, and in the end, she did not vote in favor. Well, the State Department says, quote, spokesman for the State Department says, this idea that somehow she was turned around on this issue is 100% completely untrue. Israeli officials declined to comment. This is all part and parcel, as I pointed out recently, ladies and gentlemen, that after all these years of carrying water for Israel and the kosher conservative network here in this country, the neoconservatives, the Bush administration is now being bounced around like a pinball in a pinball machine. They used them, and they're abused, and they have abused them. And as I had a conversation with a neighbor of mine, he said, well, we talked about this, he said, well, that's a common tactic that they use. And yes, indeed, folks, it is a common tactic that they use. George Bush has his finger on the button, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't blame him if he pressed the button and sent a missile or two spiraling right over to Tel Aviv. Well, we've heard so much about J Street, the Jewish peace group here in the United States. Everybody's having great hopes that the Jewish peace group J Street is going to be somehow able to counteract AIPAC and all the quote-unquote mainline Jewish organizations. Well, this week's issue of Forward says their efforts thus far, they've lost. They wanted to call for a ceasefire, but even then they were fighting within. They didn't exactly know what approach they wanted to take in lobbying Congress. The reason why, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is because they've got a tough road to hoe. They've got a lot of work ahead of them because, let's face it, let's be honest, most Jews in this country, sadly, have very firmly allied themselves with gangster Israel. And it's a very difficult thing for them to be able to stand up and just say how wrong it is what's going on over there right now. But that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I have a lot of other things here to talk about. We are going to the break, though. I think when we come back, we've got a few calls lined up here. But we'll see what we can do here. Stay tuned.
Here's Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare. Drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the Life Change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. As I say, I just have so much here in front of me that I could go through with you. It's one of the burdens of having an hour's program, but I'm always convinced that an hour is better than two for a variety of reasons. That having been said, I think what we're going to do here, we're going to go to the callers right now. We've got Steve in Illinois. We missed Steve, I think, last night and possibly the night before. We had a lot of callers lined up. Steve, welcome back.
Michael, want to point out your attention to the German police ripping down two Israeli flags during an anti-Israel demonstration. Your engineer asked me what the title was on YouTube. The title is German Police Rips Down Israeli Flag to Cheers of Jew-Hating Mob. That's one. The second one is German Police Removes Israeli Flag, etc., etc., etc. I don't know if you want me to quote the there's a newspaper, it's in English, and the name of it, the website is The Local, THELOCAL, period DE, not com, DE is for Deutschland. And you'll see, in Duisburg, the German policeman ripping down one of the flags. There was one on a second-story balcony, and there was one on a sixth-floor window. And one of the Jews that had it, he says, I was stunned. The German police just kicked down my door and took it. Well, they're getting their retribution. These guys, they dish it out. They just don't want to take it.
That's exactly right. You know, Steve, I almost feel sorry for those German police officers and for Germany. the Jews and Israel are going to try to figure out some way to turn that into another reparations payment to Israel.
Very well could be.
Yeah.
Also, there's another source, because I know you got that California kike that always says, what's your sources? There's another source here. It's called Spiegel International. It's spelled S-P-I-E-G-E-L, International. It says, police remove Israeli flag during Islamic protest march. But there's one other article. I was going to talk about the Jewish influence on Obama, specifically Abner Mikva and the appointment of this Susan Scher as a special counsel to the president. But I'm not going to do that right now. I want to get into this is only in German. And the reason why I share it is because there are a lot of people out there who want to know, don't know German. It says the Swiss military was involved in a secret exchange program with the Israelis. They called it a 10 for 10. Last year, the Swiss military, and they have an abbreviation here, it's called VBS. I'm not familiar with what that means. But they went to Israel 12 times to give out armaments information and technical know-how, whatever it is. Specifically, they have their own drone that they're using, you know, like daisy cutters to kill all these Arabs. And the Swiss Army drone is called the Ranger. And so anyways, three times the Israelis reciprocated and went back to Switzerland. This is indeed a violation of international neutrality. This is not tolerable. I yield my time to all the other callers. Thank you.
Okay, Steve. You know, it's very, very interesting. It's very sad that Steve brings us that report, because the government of Switzerland has always been very, very independent-minded, and they've never allowed themselves to be come entangled with other nations in such a way. And so I guess what we're seeing is your classic sea change, even in Switzerland. That's a damn shame. Very, very sad thing. Thanks for that information, Steve. Very sad information. Okay, we have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm out here in the hills and hollers of eastern Ohio.
Somebody from Massachusetts must be very exotic in Ohio. What's that, Dave?
Did you say somebody from Massachusetts?
Yeah, you must be considered to be very exotic out there in simple Ohio.
Oh yeah, they kind of, you know, they kid me about my accent, my Boston
yes,
accent.
And incidentally, folks listening from Ohio, I don't mean that you're simple. I mean you're basic. You're just all American. You're milk toast. You're mashed potatoes. I won't go any further. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I love it out here. I love it out here, Michael. I could live out here real easy. It's just beautiful country, lots of deer and everyone, wonderful people. But speaking of wonderful people, I think Jack McLam, Michael, is a wonderful person, and I want to be clear that when I disagree with Jack and bring these issues up on RBN and stuff, it's nothing personal. Jack sounds like an exceptionally nice guy to me, you know. But something I didn't mention last night was, Michael, and I know really interests you, is now Jack's also been on the thing kind of like where Hitler and the Nazis were teamed up with the Ashkenazis against the Sephardics, victimizing the Sephardic Jews. So he's on that too, and I know you disagree with that. But.
Well, it's funny. Well, Dave, I hear the music. Hang on for the break.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got Dave from Massachusetts aboard with us. Dave, go ahead.
Well, Jack's been pushing that thesis that you know, Hitler and the Nazis were in cahoots with the Ashkenazi against the Sephardim, you know, the Sephardic and everything. But
Dave, let me tell you something. That's very, very interesting that you bring that up, because several years ago, I was told by somebody, and again, this is anecdotal. This is not proof of anything. It's second or third hand, but I was told by a gentleman with whom I'm vaguely acquainted, who has worked for several international agencies, not intelligence agencies, but he may well be an intelligence operative of some sort, but I just know him very casually through some friends. And he didn't know what I did. We were talking, you know, someone's house, talking about various issues. And I mentioned that I was a bit of a critic of Israel and so forth. And he mentioned to me, now, this is off the top of my head, and I really need to track this guy down and get the story straight. But it's my understanding. Now, here's this legend that Hitler worked with the Ashkenazis against the real Jews, the Sephardim. Well, I'm here to tell you that this gentleman told me that he was told by the Grand Sephardic Rabbi of France that the Nazi government, the German regime, when they occupied France, they gathered all the records of the Sephardic Jewish community in France and that Adolf Hitler himself sent down word that there was to be no mistreatment or harming of the Sephardic Jewish community in France. Now, like I say, I can't confirm that that's a fact. This was told to me by someone who had no reason to create such a story. A guy who doesn't know, this guy who told me the story doesn't know anything about Jack McLam or Jim Mars or any of these theories about the things that we talk about in this program. This is what the guy told me. Now, if there's any truth to this story, it totally refutes this stuff that Jack McLam and others are talking about.
Yeah, very interesting, Mike. I don't, I don't believe it at all that Hitler was in any way allied, secretly allied with any sect of the Jews or anything. I don't. Hey, when I was Michael, do you have the book entitled "The Essential Hitler" by Domaris?
I think I know that book. I think I actually saw it the other day in a bookstore, but I don't have it. No.
Oh, I was going to ask you if it's any good. You know.
Yeah, I think that's a collection of Hitler's speeches, I believe, and some of his writings and so forth.
Yeah, okay. Hey, and another book I mentioned, Michael, and you wanted me to bring it up again, and we ran out of time a week or two ago, but this, in the books at home, I don't have it with me, but thank God I've got a good memory. His name is John P. McTiernan, and he's wrote this book. It's by Whitaker House, published by Whitaker House, which is, you know, the Judeo-Christian Zionist.
Okay.
As America has done to Israel and everything. And I haven't read the book yet, but the essence of it is that he's saying that within 24 hours of any time America has resisted Israel and everything, within 24 hours we've been hit with either a hurricane or a cyclone or a tornado or an earthquake. Basically, he's actually, it's kind of like the whole gist of the book is America is cursed and accursed because America just hasn't been blessing the Jews enough.
Can you believe that kind of crap? I wish that guy would be swept away from a hurricane, and then wherever he lands, there'd be an earthquake, and he'd get gobbled up by the earth itself. What kind of crap is this? But, you know, the fact that a so-called Christian publishing company would publish this garbage just goes to show you what is being pawned off on innocent American Christians. I mean, you know, this kind of garbage is just, that's just too much. But, Dave, the problem is people believe that kind of garbage.
Yeah, it's sickening, Michael. Now, another good book that came out, Michael, do you have the... Hitler's Private Library.
Yes, I do have a copy of that. Yes, that's a very interesting book. It's full of a lot of crap it's agenda driven, and it's all sorts of efforts to. It's an interesting book, nonetheless.
Oh, I know. I could tell that author, if I can remember his name. What's his Atwood?
I forget his name. It's a new book out. You walk into the bookstores, and it's very prominently placed on the shelves.
Yeah, well, you know.
I found it of interest. I actually happen to have two books from Hitler's library, one from the Reichschancellery and one from the Berghof. So. And it's, well, I could go into talking about that in the context of this discussion of Hitler's library, but I won't. I'll save that for another time. Dave, listen, I'll tell you what, I hate to cut you off, but one of my very favorite callers is with us again tonight. It's Aryan from California. Now, folks, if you didn't hear last night's show, I had to cut Aryan off because he started getting silly, and I didn't want him to make a fool of himself on the air. I thought we were having a somewhat fruitful discussion, even if we weren't necessarily in agreement, and then he threw out the question, well, I suppose then you believe in the tooth fairy. And, of course, to take a discussion down to that level just really, really, really loses something. But, you know, Aryan is concerned that, as he perceives it, that I believe there's a Jewish conspiracy which has taken over the U.S. government. Well, before we bring Aryan up, I want to pose two quotations to him. One is from Professor Norman Cantor, an American Jewish academic, and he wrote a book entitled The Sacred Chain. And in it, he says, in 1994, Jews were only 3% of the American population, but their impact was equivalent to an ethnic group comprising 20% of the population. Nothing in Jewish history equaled this degree of Jewish accession to power, wealth, and prominence. Not in Muslim Spain, not in early 20th century Germany, not in Israel itself. He says the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, the Roosevelts, the Kennedys, the titans of bygone eras, they have been superseded by the Jew as flawless achiever. Interesting. Interesting. But what's even more interesting is what Avraham Berg, very prominent figure in the Israeli government for many years and now a very big critic of Israel and its positions, Avraham Berg has written in his new book, Jews hold stunningly powerful positions and clout in the United States. The combination of the American state's power and the Jewish power in the areas of legislation, administration, media, law, business, culture, and entertainment have made the Jews a defining factor of contemporary America. He says, financial, and it is very difficult to be elected to high office in America against the wishes of the Jewish lobby. Financial and organizational resources, public support, legitimacy, and not least, the damage the Jewish lobby can cause to unwanted candidates turn Jewish involvement in American politics into a factor with strategic international consequences. Now, I would like to welcome Aryan aboard with this question. Aryan, you've heard what Avraham Berg and Dr. Norman Cantor have said. Do you consider that the promulgation of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory regarding Jewish power in America?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Aryan, I just read you those quotations.
Yeah, okay. So,
and you're telling me that you have no idea what I'm talking about?
You start the call with a question, and I think you're doing this because you don't really want to give me a lot of chance to talk because I can debate you pretty good, right?
Yeah. Aryan, I just asked you, what do you have to say about that quotation from Avraham Berg? Do you think that he's promulgating an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory about Jewish power?
I think lots of people have lots of opinions about lots of stuff in the world. In the end, you have to put reason, logic, smartness, brains, and just common sense together.
Well, yeah, but Aryan, this is Avraham Berg, the former speaker of the Israeli Knesset,
I do believe. Are we
going to
do what we did last night, where you talk more and I get a few seconds?
Go ahead, Aryan.
Yeah, I want you to think about something, okay? And this is for, I think, the other guy, too, who called me a California crike. Let's assume.
Well, why do you assume he was talking about you? We have a lot of callers from California, and we know that you're not Jewish.
Why
would you think someone was calling you a kike?
Well, did he say kike? I thought he said crike or something. My bad. Maybe he was talking about someone else. That's true. Good point, yes. I think that's one of the most logical things you've said in this program tonight.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Listen, let me ask you something. Let's assume that the Jewish people controlled Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, how many hundreds of newspapers are there, movies, ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever, all the things. They controlled all these things. Let's assume that this population, which is roughly 2% of America, was having a big influence on the rest, some of us. And let's assume they influenced President Bush, Obama, Pinocchio, Hillary Clinton, and anyone from Mars, whatever. Are they doing a good job? Because it's obviously not working.
Say what?
If they're having all this power, is it even working that much for them?
Well, it looks to me as though it is. They seem to be getting away with genocide in the Middle East. Are they not getting away with it? They've killed 1,000 Palestinians in about 2 weeks.
Okay, so if they were trying to take over the Palestinians like that, and they were trying to basically kill all the Christians,
trying to take over Palestinians, Aryan, in 1948,
Why the number one, do they have periods of times where it's like, why don't they just take over? I mean, they're obviously a little more technologically advanced, right?
Wait a minute, Aryan, they did take over Palestine.
No, I mean, if they're trying to wipe everyone out and just run the whole place, why haven't they done it yet?
Well, you know why? Because there is still enough opposition throughout the world to what is happening there.
What about their big, massive influence in America?
Their big, massive influence in America is obvious because the United States gives Israel billions of dollars every year.
And we give it to Pakistan, too. Are the Pakistanis influencing us?
We give it to Pakistan. We also give it to Egypt. And why do we give all the money to Egypt? Why do we give this money to these countries in the Middle East? It's because of the position of the United States in the Middle East, where we have inserted ourselves there to advance Israel's hegemonic goals there, Arya.
Okay, now let's assume that's true. Why would we give it to Pakistan? Why would? Of course, it is an assumption. It's not a fact. Why would we give it to Pakistan? Pakistan is not exactly Israel's friend.
Well, for the simple reason that Pakistan is a very powerful nation in the Middle East.
It's not a Middle Eastern country, my friend.
What's that?
It's not a Middle Eastern country.
Okay, I understand that. We could call it Central Asia, but let's put it this way,
South
Ari.
Asian.
You know
South
damn
Asian.
Well what I'm talking about.
South
you know
Asian.
You know that Pakistan...
It's South Asian.
Ari, and are you telling me that Pakistan is not part of the equation vis-a-vis the conflict between Israel and the Islamic world? Is that what you're here to tell me?
Well, hold on. According to you, we're giving them billions of dollars because of Israel. So if you're contradicting yourself then.
No, I'm not contradicting myself. What I'm telling you is that the United States feels a need to try to influence Pakistan because of the fact it's a very fractious country, and we do have other interests in that part of the world that we need to...
If the Jews are influencing us, would we not give it to them because it'll affect Israel?
Well, actually, you know, I'm glad you bring this up because, you know, over dinner this evening... I was reading a very interesting book by an American Jewish writer named Robert Dreyfus. Now, this book by Mr. Dreyfus, I mentioned it on the program last night, and I pulled it off my shelf. Now, I'm looking for it as I scour around my apartment here, and I do believe I may have found it. It's, I think, entitled Dealing with the Devil. Now, I'm looking for the book, and I can't find it, but nonetheless, this is a very substantial book in which it points out that the United States, in collusion with dear little Israel, has continuously played footsies with Islamic elements in the Middle East. And part of that, as I've pointed out on this program many times, part of that has involved funding Islamic groups. Part of it has involved pitting various Islamic factions against one another.
Okay,
part
so
of it has involved pitting various Arab regimes against one another. Aryan, that's what it's all about. You're not a stupid guy, I don't think, but I'm here to tell you that anybody who
knows
anything
about the
history of the Middle East knows that the United States has continuously played ball with Islamic elements when it has been of interest to a combination of U.S. interests and Israeli interests.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand what you're telling me, and please correct me if I'm wrong here. The Jews, 2% of this population, control most of the media. Influence most of Congress, the presidency, the House, the Senate.
Yes, they do.
And they influence our process with Israel, the Middle East, and Islamic terrorism, and yet they're so powerful, they don't seem to control us when it comes to giving money to terrorist nations or groups like places like in Pakistan, which might affect Israel.
Wait, now repeat that last portion again, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Basically, if they control us so much, which, by the way, I hope they're not controlling me right now, but if they control us so much...
Now, see, now you're being sarcastic again, Aryan, and when you start to get sarcastic like that, you really start to lose me and you start to lose... Even, I think, the support of those people out there who are listening who support your point of view, but go ahead.
Okay. If they're that big of an influence, I want people to think about this logically, and they're influencing our foreign policies, and basically they want us to help Israel, then if they're that powerful, wouldn't they technically basically tell us not to give money to a country like Pakistan, which might conflict with Israel?
Aryan, I will repeat to you again. I have the book in my hand. The book is by Robert Dreyfus, D-R-E-Y-F-U-S-S. He is Jewish. He's a critic of U.S. policy towards Israel. His book is entitled Devil's Game. This book, Aryan, is 388 pages.
Give me the answers. Yeah, come on.
He has the entire book deals with the fact that the United States, in conjunction with Israel, has in fact frequently supported Islamic regimes, Islamic fundamentalist groups, for a variety of purposes. Now, we are going to the break. If you want to hang on, Aryan, please do.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper returning to you for the final few minutes. We have Aryan aboard from California, and I will remind him that some years ago there was something called Iran-Contra, and Israel was up to its eyeballs in Iran-Contra, the arming of Iran. Israel was in the middle of it. We've been joined by Mark Glenn, call it surprise call here. Mark, I guess you want to say something to Aryan.
Yeah, I just want to inject a little bit of reality in to this conversation, given the fact that Aryan obviously is not he has checked out of the hotel reality, and I will remind the
people what you
brought up discussing earlier in the show, Mike, this story about Olmert basically grabbing George Bush by the collar and saying, you will not vote for this resolution in the UN. And I'm going to quote right out of this story appearing in the Washington Times, where Olmert is quoted saying that when he learned the day of the vote that the U.S. would line up behind the resolution, I said, get me President Bush on the phone. They said he was in the middle of giving a speech in Philadelphia. I said, I don't care. I need to talk to him now. Bush got off the podium in the middle of his speech and spoke to me. I told him the United States could not vote in favor. It cannot vote in favor of such a resolution. He immediately called the Secretary of State and told her not to vote in favor. Now, since that time, as you mentioned, Mike, the State Department is saying that this didn't happen, but Olmert, when they went back to double-check whether he stood by his story, he basically laughed off the repudiation on the part of the State Department. He said, absolutely not. It happened exactly that way. So I would ask our deluded friend here out in California, who I guess he models himself as the reincarnation of Andrew Mathis and wants to fight the wars for the Jews for them. How do you respond to this story involving Olmert basically telling the President of the United States what he can and cannot do?
Hello?
Yes, how do you respond?
We're all waiting with bated breath, Arian.
Yeah, the last few seconds, my friend, your call screener came in, so I wasn't sure what you said. I'm not blaming him. But why is it okay for you guys to avoid my question and bring up a new question?
We've gone through this with you a couple weeks ago. We know that when you've been asked questions directly, you have not answered those questions.
Yeah, and the reason I don't answer them. Do you want to know why I don't answer them? I'll tell you why I don't answer them for several reasons. Number one, lots of times people don't answer my questions, and I think it's unfair to skip over them. And
I already answered your question. I cited the book by Jewish American writer Robert Dreyfus. Telling me there's a
trend here I noticed on RBN. Many times when you try to give a logical reason about why this conspiracy theory is not true, not only...
We never said that there's a conspiracy going on here.
Okay, fine. Whatever you want to call it. Sometimes, and I don't want to say always, sometimes, not always, people answer you with a reference to a website or a book. Anyone can make a website and make a book and just say, this is my
source. Are you refuting an author like Robert Dreyfus?
Yes.
Why are you refuting Robert Dreyfus? He's a respected Jewish American journalist.
I'll tell you why. Because you said respected Jewish American. There are lots of respected Jewish Americans who write things that are opposite. You're picking and choosing what you want to believe.
In other words, because you don't go along with it, it's not true.
No.
Arian, you know, you are really going to force me to bid you farewell for the last time. Because, you know why, Arian? You're a waste of time. Please, do me a favor, Arian. Get somebody from the Anti-Defamation League to call here. Because you're very clearly not a spokesman for the Anti-Defamation League. And they probably consider you an embarrassment. They wish you didn't call this program, I guarantee you that. They say that poor little goy.
Hello, my